Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to this three-part podcast. Now, I've released the third part before the first two, because in the first two, we talk about the movie beat for beat. It's spoiler-ridden. In the third part, I thought of a fun little game, a true or false game called The False Awakens, for Mackie and Boo Boo to participate in. So here we go. Without further ado, just to clarify, this is the third part we recorded, but I've just recorded this little intro so you're aware. There is no spoilers whatsoever in this bit. It's just a fun little true or false Star Wars game I've made. And the premise is as follows. Thanks for listening. Into my game, my brand new game. It's a sort of like a true or false game. So the game is called The False Awakens.
The False Awakens, nice. I like it. Nice.
And so essentially it's a true or false game. There's going to be three different scenarios in each round of a crime, a Star Wars related crime.
Crime.
One of the three will be true. The other two are influenced by real crimes. The scenarios are just changed, and
so these are crimes that people in the actual world have actually done.
One of these three from each round will be that. Yes,
be legitimate, that has happened.
Right. I don't have a prize. Maybe I'll give you
as a your love is enough prize.
Someone can have three Ant-Man posters as a prize.
They look so,
and
up
the runners-up prize will be three Ant-Man posters because I've got like 18.
Okay.
There are, oh no, there needs to be better stakes. I've got better stakes, but yeah, the stakes aren't that high. They're about equal.
They're exactly the same. There aren't really any stakes at that point.
So it's up for you guys to discuss and deliberate.
Okay.
Oh, I went to write your guys' names in a table. I put Dan, put the split, and Young.
My last name's on the internet. I don't know how this is going to happen. This is a real problem.
I already cancelled the last episode. I gave away your address. Uh-oh. I didn't really. I went to re-edit that episode, Broken Arrow episode 4. I can't find it.
That's the lost episode.
The lost episode.
The secret episode.
Oh man, that's cool.
There's a torrent somewhere. Well, there's not, because they're all on the internet.
Whole thing was.
Didn't even get saved.
Ronnie Radke never got happened.
Oh god. And that guy's such a prick, so I really need to tell him.
No, it's about, I'll find it and I'm going to get it up. Okay, right, so cool. Time as this.
New year.
No, I'm not going to listen.
New start. New year, new me. Alright, Colin, Quizmaster, let's go.
So, The False Awakens. Which
quiz,
one is true?
Quizlo Ren.
Round one. Star Wars spoilers should be a crime, says Philadelphia Police Department. A quote from the PPD as follows. No, posting hashtag Star Wars Force Awakens spoilers is not a crime. Yes, it should be, Philadelphia's Police Department tweeted. We enforce the laws, we don't make them. Sorry. Number two, an animal rights activist group dressed as Wookiees were arrested for breaking and entering to liberate imprisoned animals in 2005 after UC Davis was fined only $5,000 by the USDA for the death of over seven monkeys who were subjected to 115 degree temperatures for hours at a time after a thermostat malfunction. The Wookiees, believing this was not an apt punishment, sought justice in their own manner. On this occasion, they did not let the Wookiees win.
Oh, they're armed off.
So that was quite a mouthful. So
yeah, for sure. Like, there's some more concise questions.
An animal rights activist group basically dressed as Wookiees went to liberate some monkeys because these monkeys were subjected to dehydration because the thermostats weren't working.
They're
going to
get
some
pussy. There was no maintenance. For saving a little monkey.
So there was a thermostat malfunction. They were only fined $5,000, and these guys thought a great disguise would
be. So the question is basically, do we think that Wookiees saved monkeys, or do we think the Philadelphia Police Department were pissed off by spoilers?
Or there's one more.
Okay.
And this one's a little bit shorter.
small religious Jedi group called the Jedi Church offered to walk Muslims home in fear of being attacked after the wake of Paris attacks.
Oh, I like that one. I hope that's true. I don't know if it is.
I want to believe that one. Thing is, I've seen something recently, but it's a recent news story of Wookiees in handcuffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's just internet footage.
That's probably just feminists against shaving, to be honest, man.
I don't know, man.
No,
there's definitely footage of a Wookiee in handcuffs, but I don't think it's related to that.
Do you not think so?
No, you said it was 2005, didn't you?
Yes.
So yeah, that's 10 years
ago. Oh, okay. Yeah, but it might just resurface now with all the hype. People getting
hype.
Maybe. Maybe I just want to convince you to pick that answer.
And the first one, I want to rule out the first one now, I think.
Rule out the first one? Yeah. So I'm feeling quite heavy in the first one. I want the first one to be true.
The spoilers one?
Yeah, well, because the first one was basically...
I'll reread it if you want.
Yeah, can you just give me the highlights.
Okay, Star Wars spoiler should be a crime, says the Philadelphia Police Department. So posting the spoilers is not a crime, but it should be, they say.
Yeah, I'm going that one. I've been that one because I think there's a lot of American police at the moment, we get a lot of shit, and I think that's something they do as a PR thing to say, sort of like, man, we're on your side, guys, we get it, it's a dick move. Like,
I don't think the police get involved with that personally.
For a tweet, man, I think I want number three to be true, but
yeah,
I think my answer is number one. I'm going with number
one. I think
one.
I'm
going
to go with three. I think that's
cool, man. That's really, if that's true, I'm happy to lose. Are we our final answers? Are we happy with this?
Answer? Yeah.
Come on then, Quizlo Ren.
The real answer is Star Wars spoiler should be a crime. So Philadelphia Police Department.
I really didn't think that would be PR.
Small religious Jedi group was actually a group of Satanists in America offered to walk Muslims home, and they tweeted out and they said no. Bullshit,
no
gun or anything. We just want to make sure you get home safe. If you really feel insecure, we'll walk you.
Motherfucker, hell, Satan, let's go.
So
the dark side, there we go, coming through.
Oh,
that's sweet. Well, that's a cool story anyway. A group of good dudes helping out some other dudes. That's nice. I like that story.
And what was the monkeys one?
Just full of bullshit, probably.
That was actually
Jay Silent Bob.
I've been looking at like other real crimes that have happened on multiple news sites. And just changing things up a bit and thinking what the fuck would be funny and ridiculous but somewhat quite unrealistic. So round one goes to Dan. Boo hoo.
Oh.
Now round two. A pair of brothers were accused of killing women using the Star Wars codes to communicate.
What?
They use Star Wars codes to communicate to one another. Operate this woman's death. Two brothers accused of murdering a Costco marketing chief used Star Wars related code phrases to communicate before her disappearance. A jury has heard.
We'll let you keep going before we question the fuck out of that.
He said text messages sent between the men read, stay on target, and you are expected, Vader.
Oh, right. Right, okay.
Obviously it's a horrible crime, but what?
Number two. Man dressed as Darth Vader punches pizza guy. When a Domino's pizza delivery man forgot to bring the garlic knots that he ordered along with his pizza, things didn't go so well for him. Lord Vader allegedly punched the guy in the face for messing up his order. By the way, the guy is £368.
Well, the Vader guy?
Yeah.
Fuck it. That's a big old Vader suit, isn't it?
I want that one.
Number three. Man dressed as Han Solo tries to break into jail. We've all heard our share of stories of people trying to break out of jail or prison, and a handful of people have actually succeeded at breaking out. Well, a man in his 30s was out with his girlfriend when she was arrested for assault. Distraught, the man, still drunk and high on marijuana, decided to get a Han Solo outfit he used for a cosplay to attempt to persuade the police to release his girlfriend. And later tried going in through the rear entrance and was caught trying to climb the fence into jail. He was charged with disorderly conduct and trespassing, but ironically enough, he never made it into a jail cell and he was taken into a sobriety centre and placed in a mental health program.
Okay, so Han tried to find the exhaust port to get his missing out.
Yeah.
And the middle one is the
Darth Vader punching the pizza
Vader guy. Knocking out Domino's guy. And then the first one is
two brothers using Star Wars Morse code.
I don't know if that's Star Wars Morse. Stay on target is a fairly innocuous, I think. But the whole the Vader thing, I suppose, is kind of...
You were expected Vader.
Oh, yeah. People are fucked up, aren't they?
Oh, this is a tricky one. I want to go for the first one. It seems like some people are actually stupid enough to try
it. The first one seems kind of obvious. I'd love... Because no one got charged in the third one. I kind of like that more. I like the idea that some guy... Why would he dress up like... As if like Han Solo is going to... Like, as a cosplay to like disguise himself.
Well,
he doesn't have a mask.
He was trying to emote convince that him. Wit and charm and be like, well, she's not so bad, and like he's trying to save his princess.
He's
fucked up. Oh, clearly fucked up enough to go into a mental health program.
Yeah, he's clearly not exactly 100%, but the Yanks would do anything for a mental health program, aren't they? Like, if you stutter once or twice, they'll bung you in a clinic. Yeah, I'll go number three for that. I think number... Wow, no, fuck, no, I'll go number two.
I'm going to go one.
Yeah, obviously massive Vader, I've cut the dominoes guy. That's funny.
See, that sounds awesome, right? But I can't see a guy randomly dressed up at home.
These are not the people I'm looking for.
Could be a party, okay. Nah, I'm still going to go number one.
Okay, fun answers.
Yeah, sing with two.
Number one is the great answer that Spears Kill Woman used in Star Wars.
Oh, movies. We shouldn't celebrate that, though.
All names and stuff have been deleted.
Yeah,
I guess the Costco market in chief sort of probably is now. It's probably, you can find that story.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's true. The other ones she killed her. I deleted her name and stuff from it. Yeah, they killed this one.
That's what I meant. I wasn't worried about the name, so celebrating someone actually dying.
Yeah, I don't think about that. Sorry.
A hollow bit of victory, Mackie.
Lacks faith in humanity, you said. Well.
Didn't mean to piss in the bonfire.
So we're on to round three, we're one for one.
How many rounds are there?
Great ones. Five rounds.
Okay.
Previously wrote three and I didn't know how long it would go on for. I thought this would go on longer than the actual talking about the movie. How wrong I was.
Mistake.
But we have three parts. So people can pick up anyone if they want. And I like that this will come out on its own because it's really fun. So round three. Ready?
Yeah. Always.
A robber dressed as a stormtrooper found snoozing at the place he robbed. Being a criminal is a tough job. At least that's what Dominique Pinkard says after robbing a house.
Dominique Pinkard?
Dominique Pinkard.
Oh, Pinkard. After
robbing a house in Lady Lake, Florida, and taking almost anything that he could steal along with his accomplice, Pinkard felt exhausted and decided to take a nap. When the owner of the house saw the sleeping thief on his couch, he quickly marched out and called the police. When asked why he needed to take a nap, Pinkard replied with, "I've been working hard all day." Number two, man arrested for masturbating while driving naked with a Han Solo toy blaster in his anus.
What? That thing's square, isn't it?
A man was arrested for masturbating while driving naked with a Han Solo toy blaster in his anus.
The nozzle will be round, but
how are you seeing on it? The mechanics are baffling.
It can be pretty monotonous for those who drive on the road. But on Monday, 7th of January 2013, police arrested a truck driver after they pulled a lot up. After he pulled up alongside them and they got an eyeful of the buck naked white male who was masturbating with a toy blaster in his anus.
Crack on, mate. Mistake.
Number three, a woman dressed as stormtrooper groped students. In 2010, a woman was arrested after reportedly groping 10 NYU students over the course of 2 years while dressed as a stormtrooper. The police moved in after finding the groper's blog, which contained racy photos of herself wearing the iconic helmet.
Right, okay. So...
you've got the robber dressed as a stormtrooper that takes a nap.
Yep.
The man arrested for masturbating while driving with a toy blaster in his ass.
That's just far-fetched as fuck.
I don't know.
But these are all based off of real crimes as well, none of these are fake scenarios.
Yeah.
It's just some things have been added to Star Wars.
Really. I reckon that's just something else, a bit of a different thing of someone's anus.
The stormtrooper thing, because it was going on for 2 years, it feels like sort of people might have let it go because they thought it might have been people were more worried because it was a dude, probably. Because they thought it was a dude.
Maybe.
It strikes me as something they'd be more worried about. But the number one thing, the waking up's like, I've been working hard all day. Yeah. If you went home and found a stormtrooper asleep on your couch, When you first, I'm going to phone the police. I'm going to, talk to this motherfucker. What's up with you? Like, I'm having a word with that guy.
Yeah.
I'm not letting the police get all that fun, but I'm definitely having a chat with the fella. Like, well, okay, well, I'm sitting on you now, so me and you are going to have a word. Just very quickly. She's like, what are you doing?
Why are you storm trooper?
Yeah, it's a real sweet costume, buddy.
Why are you in my house?
Yeah. Oh, God, Dominique Cole Picard with his
Picard
with his accomplice buddy Spack.
I kind of want to go with that one. I think two is too far fetched. It just seems
depend. I mean, if he had his feet up and it was just the nozzle, maybe just the barrel down.
It's a long highway.
Yeah.
Got cruise control. Doesn't need his feet on the pedals. Puts feet where he likes. Hike and run ears.
Yes, so.
A truck, though.
Indeed.
When they say, right up his exhaust port. So you say he was a truck driver?
Yes.
So they're called truck drivers.
See.
Oh, okay. No, I think it probably isn't that one, because when they're saying that police saw it, if he was in a truck, he'd have been higher than the police car, so they wouldn't have been able to see.
A state, they could have had like this 4x4 jeeps or whatever.
They're still as high as a cab and a lorry and stuff
as well. So we're gonna go.
I'm gonna hit number three, I think.
I'm gonna go one again.
You're going one again. Final answers.
Yeah.
The correct answer is number three. Oh. Just a stormtrooper was for raping students at NYU over the course of 2 years.
Mate.
2-1.
Oh, I love attention.
Dun, 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 dun. On to round four. I think there is a... Oh, yes, excellent.
I've got
to
pull this back.
Man, you got it. You let me run away here, it's done. Game over.
Is the dog coming in? I hear it.
Dog's
here. Oh, yeah. She's there.
Right, she's already here. Been here the whole time.
Oh, she's sighing. Yep, we know you're there. Okay. Clear my throat. Teenagers try to persuade cops with Jedi mind tricks, saying, "We aren't the criminals you're looking for," before fleeing. Back in 1989, a pair of teenage criminals from California were caught red-handed while trying to break into a parked car. Here's the twist. While being pursued by the police, they decided to climb over a fence to escape. Only the fence they scaled was that of San Quentin Prison. "Nothing like this has ever happened here before," said Lieutenant Cal White. "People just don't break into prison every day."
See, I believed it before that. I really believed it before the prison.
If teenagers can climb the walls of San Quentin...
1989.
With Johnny Cash was hanging out. Maybe they just wanted to get in real bad.
I saw a picture of the city and it's like that, and it wasn't...
Wasn't as formidable as it is nowadays, you know?
It's a fence with a bit of barbed wire that it can be broken into, but like in a rush, I don't know.
Keep going. Yeah, we'll cover this in a minute.
Number two, Chewbacca was arrested in Ukraine. What? While trying to vote for Darth Vader in an election in the Ukrainian region of Odessa, a man in a Chewbacca costume was arrested for refusing to produce the proper identification. He was fined $7.50 for the $7.50 for the administrative offence.
Oh,
what? Oh, okay.
Number three.
Why would Chewie fucking vote for the dark side? Ridiculous. Carry on.
Number three. A man breaks into a sandwich shop using the Force. A break-in suspect was arrested after falling through the ceiling of a London sandwich shop. The robber, who must have been really hungry, was found by police after the alarm went off and was charged with 2 counts of breaking and entering as he fell through the roof of a neighbouring shop too. When questioned by the police, the man claimed to have separated the floor beneath him using the Force.
Well, so silly bastard fell through the floor, blame it on the Force. The force of gravity, maybe. He is silly fat fuck.
To get in there, he's delirious from hunger.
Oh, man, okay. So that's a real tricky bunch of fucking arseholes, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe he's trying to plead insanity with that little bit.
Oh, maybe.
Possibly.
Second one, so what, someone dressed as Chewie tried to vote for Darth Vader in an election. So they were
in Ukraine.
He rocked up in Ukraine, rocked up to a voting booth or polling booth or whatever.
Yeah.
Tried to write Darth Vader on the voting sheet and tick it.
Well, they wouldn't let him in. He didn't have ID.
Obviously. Yeah. He just replied... Well,
I think that's one I want to go for.
I'm liking number three, I think. I think I'm feeling number three.
Was quite believable until the prison part. I can imagine two teenagers out of nowhere just being like...
I've run away from police before when I was a bit younger, and you can scale some shit. I was a little fat bastard. I would jump over a wall like pretty
adrenaline
quick.
Kicks in.
But yeah, going into prison, I suppose if they didn't notice that, but
yeah, it was just a bit. Yeah, I'm going to hit number three. Okay.
I'm going to go two.
Number two. The correct answer is number two. Chewbacca was arrested in Ukraine, and I have a photo of the scenario.
What? Maybe this is what I saw. Yeah, this is what I saw.
That's amazing. That's a decent outfit as well.
I'll put it up with the podcast so
they've got enough coppers there, haven't they?
It's quite a serious costume.
Oh,
as well.
Chewie, you champion.
Yeah, you know, in the first round when I was saying I saw something about Chewbacca.
Oh, shit.
There's that one.
Oh, man. Good tense. We've got a tiebreaker.
Oh,
like we planned it.
Here we go. Round five. Here we go. Straight into it. Number one. Boba Fett was arrested for a scuffle on the Walk of Fame in what may be the saddest Star Wars crime. In the summer of 2015, the man dressed as Boba Fett got into a fight with two men working on the Hollywood Walk of Fame who were dressed as Chewbacca and Darth Vader. Looks like they don't take too kindly to bounty hunters down on Hollywood and Highland. Number two. Man casually shoplifts while riding hoverboard wearing a Jedi robe.
Huh?
Hoverboard.
Yeah, you know the little.
Oh, those stupid fucking wank segways.
Yeah.
Oh, those. Okay. Yeah.
When hoverboards are outlawed, only outlaws will have hoverboards. British law enforcement, which has been trying to ban the self-balancing scooters or mini segways, released amusing surveillance footage this week showing a man in a Jedi robe rolling into a London supermarket on a hoverboard, grabbing a crate of beer. Number three, Star Wars flash mob steals $13,000 from Tony grocery store. What the Washington Post described as a Star Wars flash mob of juveniles, and not the kind that dances to Taylor Swift, converged Tuesday evening upon a high-end store in Georgetown, stealing about $13,000 worth of goods, DC cops tell the paper.
Hmm. Wait a second. So Star Wars organised group, like, poses as a flash mob to steal some shit.
Yeah.
Or we've got Boba Fett banging out Chewbacca and Darth on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Or, sorry, what was the middle one?
The Segway.
Segway.
I feel I've seen something similar to that.
If you're going to pick a getaway vehicle, that is not the one to pick.
True.
I'm pretty sure I've seen something similar to that, but not in a Star Wars robe. I have a feeling I've read something similar to that, but I could be wrong.
I'm strongly inclined to number one, just because I think the inclination, like, there's something if they're dressed up, they're having a bit of a laugh, whatever. Maybe it escalates. Maybe someone says something. Someone else says, like, doesn't take it that well. I could kind of see that happening more.
Yeah.
But although the third one as well seems like something like.
What was the third one?
Flash mob
steals $13,000 from a grocery store in goods.
In goods, a grocery store.
Mm.
You bet a grocery store in America is not like it's not like Plums and shit.
Trinity Whole Foods.
Yeah, it's like Walmart or something like that. Right. Steal a whole load of stuff, or like Best Buy or some shit like that. That's a tricky one as well, because you could imagine that happening. Sort of like music starts playing, and it's like, oh my god, 3, 2, 1, distracted. Just rush it, almost like a mini controlled riot.
These ones are hard.
These are tricky ones. I'm thinking. I'm leaning more towards that. I'm going to throw my chips on the table. I'm going to go number one.
Alright.
I'll rock paper scissors for you if you think number one as well.
You go for this. No. There's no tiebreakers to that.
Because I've seen something relate similar in that, I'm actually going to go for number two, even though I don't remember a rope. I just remember reading a similar story of something happening.
But the whole hoverboard being used in an escape sort of mode. All right. Okay, so I'm number one.
I'm number two.
Okay. And the correct answer was number one.
Oh.
Boba Fett arrested for the scuffle on the Walk of Fame. Here's a photo of him being arrested.
Chin chin though, Mackie. Well played, sir. Well played.
There you go.
Ah, dick move. Well, fair enough.
Talk shit, get hit.
See you later, Vader.
Yeah.
What's the common phrase of chat shit, get banned?
Yes.
There we go. Beautiful. The game. The Force Awakens.
I enjoyed The Force Awakens. I did like that. I like that.
That was good.
Love a good pun, me. Oh, man. I can't believe that people were stupid enough to do any of the shit on that fucking list.
we've had
a bit of a ruckus or whatever, but...
But the, you did read that story, I just put a Jedi robe on him. Just thought that'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The flashbulb thing happened. The fucking truck driver happened. That was real.
What?
Real
okay, thing. Yeah, what was that? What was
that? He had a toy gun.
Oh, he had a toy gun.
Still, fucking not any better, I don't think. I feel like the item he's using probably isn't the issue here.
It depends on the gun of what would be better. If it's the one with the very thin.
It's got a Tommy gun, thin nozzle straight up to the trigger.
You want a Nerf blast in your ass?
Using an RPG launcher.
The robber dressed as a stormtrooper. Yeah, that was a real guy robbing a place.
He's just a guy robbing it.
Oh,
he's asleep.
Just
took a nap.
Identity would be damned. The man. I can't remember what the man dressed as Han Solo when I twisted things around quite a bit. I can't remember what the original one was.
Oh, the one who rescued his other half out of prison.
The pizza guy one saw a picture of the actual dude that did it, and he. Fucking scary. It's like big evil Santa. It's fucked up.
Brilliant.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. So are we,
the game's done, podcast game is over. Thanks for joining the game. Should have had a little end cap for the other ones, but we could release this one spoiler free.
It's a bit of fun, isn't it? Oh, well, thank you very much. That was a lot of fun.
Congratulations on your win. Oh, I didn't put it on the little tick sheet. Yeah, there you go. It's official.
Yeah. Let's keep a running tally.
Baby's win.
Congratulations. Yeah. I have more games. Get the music one back up. I think there's some more fun musical games with that. Like, which fucking singer said the stupidest shit or something?
Oh, Gene Simmons, obviously.
Well, or Justin Hawkins.
Rolling Stones did that.
Well, Keith Richards, yeah.
That's
Brent Hines saying, I don't even like Nell.
don't do it, Brent. I like you, Brent. Don't be silly.
I can understand what he means. Maybe he doesn't like the scene or whatever, but this whole other genre.
Let's wrap this up.
Format.
Let's wrap this into a tight little Star Wars.
And the still as yet unnamed podcast.
Which we hadn't said at the beginning of the other one, because we think we probably have a name by this point.
Hopefully.
Or you have a name by this point.
Hopefully.
Well,
yeah. And
come up with something.
Well, the next movie will probably be Deadpool. But I might just start doing one for TV, or maybe I'll do one dedicated to the TV show, which I've wanted
Jessica
to do for
Jones
a long time anyway.
As soon as
you finish that, let me know.
Oh, man.
And then we'll do, because I just finished my second one through the other
day. Yeah, well, actually, because we've all done Daredevil as well.
I've run through that series.
Combine the two, because it's a linked series.
Well, tweet Noah if you've got any suggestions. If you're listening,
no Doctor Who though.
I'm watching that.
I've not kept up, so
yeah.
Trying to think, well, there's Heroes as well, but that's not finished yet, so
yeah. What happened to that? Because
there's
it
three episodes left.
Is it mid-season?
I got to episode 10 thinking, I'm at the finale, and then
boys, we're a little bit rambling.
Yes, thanks again for listening. As long as I get the permish, the band you will be listening to is Mothercraft.
Sweet.
Moon Rider.
Ooh. Sweet. Peace.
Take theirs.